So what's new with you now that we got this test over?
Walt Disney created anime. What? I
Is
don't
that like
believe that. I don't
oxy?
believe
Is
that's accurate.
that like oxymoron or something?
I don't know. I'm confused. I'm confused with that whole entire statement.
Hmm.
It's just a video. It's like erased by Disney. They created anime.
I don't believe
I don't believe it either. That just sounds like some clickbait YouTube titles. Be like, hey, did you know that Disney created
Yeah. You'll never believe what type of anime that Disney created and shelved or whatever. I'm like, you're not getting my click, man. So I ain't that dumb.
anime? It was Berserk.
Yes, exactly. It's like it's like they saw the eclipse in that last episode. It's like we ain't producing anymore. We're not showing you anymore.
Isn't that coming out? Isn't the new Berserk
Yes,
thing coming out?
it's supposed to be on Blu-ray, right? It's like that was on
Oh,
DVD
I
or
thought they were getting a new series.
no, it was like if that, nothing official. I think it was like more like a
Pretty sure
fan-made
it's
thing.
coming out this year,
Well, but
like an
it's a fan.
official.
No, it's a fan-made thing. It's like fan-made stuff or whatever. Is that you're talking about like the not Golden Age of the Black Swordsman arc or something? Is that what that is?
Something. I thought for sure they were getting a new. So I
Well,
was
it's like
reading a
that.
thing.
Well, it's like it's not an official thing. It's
Oh.
yeah.
Well, on that sad bombshell, what's up, fandom? My name is Josh.
I'm Oliver.
And we're here to talk. This is a chatty episode, fun little chat stuff.
Yeah, like that one with Hannah you had a couple weeks ago that you said is that was an addendum to your to
Yeah,
your
it
Twilight
was an
episode.
addendum to the Twilight episode, yes.
Yeah.
So we're actually kind of going to use this for a little bit of stuff because I reached out to our good friends over at Webtoon and was able to get a little bit of info on the new viral hit anime that is coming out on April 10th. That's why I had you watch the trailer.
Okay.
You
All
see what I
right.
was doing there?
Yeah, you're trying to sell me on stuff. Okay. You're a salesman now, except for you're not
Dude,
going
I
door to
try.
door.
So, Viral Hit has been one of the hottest web comics since it debuted in 2019 with 2 billion global views. The
Dang.
series will be adapted into a graphic novel published by Webtoon Unscrolled, which is Webtoon's graphic novel imprint. And Tae-joon Park, which I probably butchered that name, is a South Korean manhwa artist, which is basically like the manga comics author, and Ul Zhang. So, that is a whole thing. He was in a he's very pretty man. He was in
Okay.
a TV show. I don't know if you would describe it like The Bachelor, but it was basically like Pretty Boys. And like he was a contestant. I think he won. I don't know. But then so he did that, and then he opened up a I think it was like a restaurant or a foods I think a something. He opened something out. And then he was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna become a, I'm just gonna say manga. I'm gonna become a manga artist. And he did that, and it got so popular that he quit his other stuff and was like, all right, I'm just gonna do this full time. And that's what he does. He has a
Yeah.
really popular one called Lookism. That's probably it's one of probably one of the most popular webtoons, probably Lookism. But
Okay.
yeah, that's by him. And then he's got this one, which
So
should be wrapping up in the next few chapters.
he's doing multiple at the same time, huh? Dang, man. See,
Yeah,
that's pretty.
people be crazy. And yeah, so like he's, you know, that's how he got rich. I'm like, good for you, bro.
Yeah, man, it's like can't hate on that. It's like guys hustling. Yeah, it's like doing two webtoons all at the same time. Shoot.
So Viral Hit, basically it's about a kid named Hoban Yu, and he is bullied. His mom is sick, so he has to, you know, work a bunch of part-time jobs and everything to afford anything. No father in the picture. So he basically gets treated like crap. Like there's a friend at school who's got like 750 friend, I'm sorry. The bully at school has like 750,000 followers on YouTube, and so he'll stream on there. And they'll make Hoban do a bunch of stupid stuff, and he'll make it look like, oh, we're all friends and everything like that,
Yeah.
not knowing that Hoban's getting bullied.
Yeah.
And so at some point, like Hoban just snaps and it goes to a whole thing, and he gets beat up, and then he's watching a YouTube video. He's like, how to fight. And a video comes on that has zero views.
Yeah.
And so he watches this video.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, this person's like, hey, it's like if you're the dude, big, huge, like
chicken buff man.
Guy with the chicken mask on because he doesn't want to show his face. And it's like, yeah, if you're ever fighting a bully, just do this one thing. And it's like, okay. And so he tries it and it works and he beats the bully. And they're like, oh my gosh. So this other guy, that blonde haired kid, is like, hey, let's do YouTube or YouTube together. I will be your cameraman and we'll make money. And that's how it starts. And so it progressively, kind of like a shonen manga or anime, progressively each time it's like, oh, now this is a Muay Thai kickboxer. It's like, how do you defeat a Muay Thai kickboxer? How do you defeat a professional boxer? How do you defeat a sumo wrestler? You know, different things like that. That, and you know, there's a video for each one of these things. So that's what he does. So he challenges the bullies, and that's how he goes in. Yeah, and it's popular. And now we're in a whole different thing. What's really fun about when you read it, which you can read for free on Webtoon, plug. I don't know why I said plug. I don't get paid. But you can read it for free on Webtoon. But what's really fun is like the YouTube comments. Like he'll like insert those comments in the actual like when there's like a fight going on or something.
Yeah.
Comments will be like, what is going on here? Like this guy's a loser. And you'll be like, oh, and they'll be talking shit and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's
your typical normal YouTube comments.
Very, very much so. Like it'll be, they'll have something and be like, get this person off the screen, like bring this person back. And then like other fans of like other people will start invading Hoban's YouTube stream. Being like, oh, bring him back. I'm like, what are all these people doing here? Like the comments will be like dissing on these other people and everything. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. Like people pay him because again, he wants the money and he is 100% a sellout. Like there's a part where they're like, oh man, it's like before we beat this guy up, I have to spray, and he's like spraying like body spray on, and it's like, oh man, I smell so great, and you can too with this, just doing like a product placement in his live, and people are like, this guy's a sellout and blah blah blah. It's hilarious. I definitely recommend reading it before the anime comes out, or so just wait for the anime. It's gonna be good. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Okay. All right. So is the anime gonna be like on Crunchyroll?
It's on Crunchy, Crunchy on April 10th.
Okay. All right.
Along with a bunch of other stuff on Crunchy, but I didn't pay too much attention to that. It wasn't a lot of stuff I was like, oh my god. I think Kaiju number 8's coming out. I think that's the only other big thing of worth.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else is just who cares. I got reincarnated into a slime that turned into a refrigerator that is also a sword. But then I died in that world and got reincarnated in the real world, but kept all my powers. They have such long names now.
Yeah.
The names are like 14, you know, lines long, and you're like, all right, cool. That's the name of this anime.
It's like, can we just shorten it down to, I guess, the first letters of all of them? So it's like, maybe that makes a word.
And that would be cool. I mean, remember back in the good old days, you would just have Inuyasha.
Yeah.
It's just like Pokemon. That Sword was Art the Online. Name. Sword Art Online. That's three. That's pushing it.
Yeah, man. It's like that's getting too wordy right there, man. We just say SAO, right?
SAO.
Everything keeps getting abbreviated.
Or just Sword Art.
Sword Art.
Yeah. You know, poor Sugu.
Attack on Titan.
Nah, sorry. You don't have to watch on that.
Yeah, you do.
It's over. How did that end? Did you like that ending? Did the anime end like the manga?
As far as I'm aware, I didn't see the anime end. I read the manga ending, and to some extent, that was kind of all I needed to see. I see that the both parts of the end, I guess, are dubbed now, so I might go ahead and check that out at some point.
Yeah, we did an episode on the end of, I almost said the end of Evangelion. The end of Titan.
So speaking of, did you see that at the theater, or is that next week that it comes out?
So here's my problem. It's the Netflix dub.
You know, you still want to watch it.
I Also, it's at the Warren. That's the closest one to me, and I don't want to have to drive to Moore.
That's fine. It's
like, it's, I don't want to drive to Moore. I don't want to have to drive to Moore on a school night.
But basically. You don't go to school. You haven't been.
But it's a week. But I go to work though. That's my school.
School was half your life ago now.
Why would you say that, bro? Why would you say that? No? There's a couple more years.
No, one more year. One more year.
No, 19.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I was older than you.
Yeah, I was old too though.
Yeah.
After pretty much all senior year, we were legal adults, right? Yeah.
We could just leave. If we left right now, they can't, like, there's no truancy officer to come after us. We could leave and just not come back.
We could leave, not come back, and shoot. Yeah, it's like, we already had the credits to go.
Dude, yeah, like, that was weird. Like, I was done with my credits. Like, why was I still going to school? Like, I was done with my stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's like the whole point of like that senior year of high school. Shoot, that's the one river. It's like it's only like your last like time to be like a kid, I guess, or whatever. Because then you get to college or you get into.
But I was working already.
I know, yeah. But
like,
yeah,
I already lost all of that.
You already lost all that. Yeah, it's your last chance to have any real fun or whatever, I guess. And then you got other responsibilities to worry about. But you did. You had all that too. So
yeah, I already had all that.
You already had all that.
So what'd you think of Dune?
I liked it. I liked it real good.
Interesting. Is it better than Lord of the Rings like everybody is saying it is?
No, I don't think so. But I was good.
That's the most diplomatic answer. Like, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Mostly because I think for that last battle sequence at the end, I think if you had it drag out a little bit longer, I think that would have been more similar to what Two Towers was.
It was very short, that like sandworm battle scene.
Yeah, it's like it looked real cool, and I appreciate the usage of that for your budget and everything. But I'm like, come on, give me about another 10-15 minutes or so. I was willing to sit down and watch that. I was like, oh yes.
But they have to do end. They have to do like the Mayor Blade Chip and Sharp. I don't remember what they said.
May thy blade chip and shatter. Yeah.
That's like mean. Like,
I know. Yeah, like, yeah.
I hope that your blade chips and shatters so you can't kill me. Is that like a weird like Dune version of break a leg or?
I guess I don't know.
I haven't
read the books. I don't know all the intricacies or whatever. But what'd you think of Austin Butler who was famous last year as Elvis? Yeah.
Okay, so he's better in this. Like, have you seen what's that show on Apple?
Was it Masters of the Air?
Masters of the Air. I started watching Masters of the Air. Mm-hmm. I can't. He's just Elvis.
He's just Elvis. Like,
he's just Elvis.
maybe his next project will have the kind of gruffy Batman and Stellan Skarsgård impression, the dual impression.
Yeah, like, dude, I thought he was great in this. I was like, yeah, bro, was get it, yeah. Man. Like, yeah, it made me sad that he died. I was like, you would have been a cool villain. You've been a really cool villain.
Yeah, but it's like he's like the Neville Longbottom, or whatever. He's the almost Kwisatz Haderach. So he should have been the real Kwisatz Haderach.
He's the real Nissan El Karim.
At least I know Kaib isn't real. The Kwisatz Haderach is real, though.
Hey, man, there's a lot of Fremen out there that would disagree with you that the Lisan El Gaib is not real.
but Chani, what Chani was on
Chani,
my side.
Chani don't care. Which is a deviation from the books that the hardcore nerds are very upset about.
Yeah, it's like she's supposed to be ride or die. It's like, oh, this is more interesting. So this opens up a new thing in the, I guess, for the first movie, right? So in the first movie, he sees all the different visions of stuff that might happen. Mm-hmm. One of them was one where Chani like comes in to kiss him and then she stabs him. I wonder if they're deviating this much, is Messiah going to end with her killing him?
Ooh, well, no, because they're also doing children. I'm pretty sure they're. I was told by a very good source that they're doing children by HBO Max.
What?
Max is doing a children's series.
No, huh?
Why not? You don't want to see James McAvoy turn
James McAvoy, yeah.
He was in Children of Dune.
Yeah, it's like the cast for both of those miniseries actually was not too bad.
It wasn't bad.
He had William Hurt in the first one as Leto, and then you have James McAvoy is the one that broke out of that one.
The only one. It's like who made it out of Children of Dune? It was McAvoy. Anybody else? No.
Yep. He wasn't quite the worm yet by the end of
No,
that.
he didn't go full worm. Never go full worm.
Never go full worm, but you can take advantage of him to go real fast, though, right? It's like become the Flash or whatever.
I don't know. I may see another Dune. I don't.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Forever is like if you're just kind of lukewarm on that first one, the other one, even though it's I think it's paced a lot better than what the first one was, like it wouldn't have swayed you, I don't
You know
think.
what it made me want though? It made me really excited for more sci-fi. Because I'm like,
That's
hey,
true.
give me new sci-fi, give me better sci-fi. Like I want so there's a series called Red Rising. You should read the first one. Really good. It's
Okay.
a mix of like Hunger Games and Battle Royale and Percy Jackson.
So Greek gods and
Like the
okay.
Greek thing comes. They all are like they you join in like a different house, but it's also like again, so I said Hunger Games for, you know, the children that are listening, so they can be like, oh yay. But basically, it's a caste system. There was a big war, and everybody is cast in different colors now. So our kid is like, he's a red. He's 18, he's a red. That's like when he starts. And so like they're basically like diggers and miners and stuff like that. And then there are different colors. So then there are like blues that do navigation, there are yellows that do healing, browns do cooking and like childcare and like servanty stuff like that. And then there's like obsidians, which are, you know, the big the best fighters, grays, which are like marines basically, like the expendable fighters, and then there's like the golds, and they are like the gods basically. And the whole thing is like he is a red, and like they're all, you know, everybody's like underneath the golds. They are the tippity tops.
Okay.
And things happen, and they're like, okay, we need somebody to infiltrate the gold. So they take this red and basically completely transform him into a gold. Like they take the sigils and everything. They like his skin changes. They elongate it. They basically break all of his bones to elongate his bones, give him like better cardiovascular, and they just like so he goes from like this like
He
five
becomes
foot
six.
five kid to like 7 feet tall.
Dang, so almost like what, $6 million man? We can rebuild him. We have the
Basically, yes.
technology.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So they've rebuilt him into basically a god to infiltrate the golds and take them down. And then he goes to this, it's called the Institute, which they take all these kids and they throw them into this arena. And they're like, all right, you guys are House Mars, you guys are House Minerva, you guys are House Apollo. Win. Take over the other ones. There can only be one house that wins. Go win. Take over everything. We don't care how you do it, just do it. It's like try not to kill your fellow classmates. Even though
But if you
part
do,
one
it's
of
like
the
even
story, like part one of like the Institute of like going in, spoilers for the book. Part one is like, okay, we have 100 kids. There can only be 50.
we can have
You
tryouts.
Yes, there are tryouts. So they're
We can
like, all
have
right,
tryouts.
we strip everybody naked, and we're like, all right, you kill this person. Like, we're putting you two in a room together, and there's no weapons. And it's like, okay, one of you has to kill the other one, or we're gonna kill both of you. So this is how the Institute, you know, this is how you get your place.
Dang. All
And then they're
right.
like, so, but their reasoning is like, we get rid of the chaff. So that way we have just like the good crop. And then they're like, so try not to kill the good crop. If you do, you know, it happens, but try not to.
It's a work hazard, you know,
Yeah,
it's
exactly. It's like it's a school, like, and it's like this is school. So yeah, it's really good. And like it goes like it's like space Star Wars. Or Yeah, it has like a Star Wars-esque vibe to it because you're taking down the evil empire, basically. You gotta take it down, but you're also taking it down from the inside.
Okay.
And it's bro, it's good. Like I'm in the second book right now, and oh my gosh, we just like exploded.
Yeah, so it's like Star Wars as you wish it was, huh?
Yeah, Star Wars as I wish it was. But I'm glad they don't like stay, like they don't do the Hunger Games thing where they're like, oh, right, it's you know, teenagers and it's gonna be tough. And like, no, they're like, no, and we're not doing that. We're not doing that game. It's like they actually age. So like we go from this one, like he's like 18 in the Institute, and then it's like 3 years later, and then like by the time the like I think at the current book, I think the dude's like 35.
Oh,
so they're like,
okay.
They're not kids. They grew, and I'm like, cool. All right, I'm here for that.
All right. Yeah, it's like
it's good. And dude, the characters are so good. I'm just like, man, make Red Rising into a series, and like not a movie. Screw movies. If we can just stop doing movies and just do everything, like give those movie budgets to a series and make BA series, I'm all for that.
Like they do that right now. You can see that with Marvel, but of course everybody, of course, like it somehow managed to make that movie. I know, yeah.
I said good, but and then you said Marvel. So.
Yeah, I know, but it's like you're talking about having a budget that's movie worthy or whatever, right? But they're gonna try to spread that too thin, though. So it's like you might have like a $200 million budget, but you're gonna put it over 12 episodes or whatever, and it's gonna not be worth all that much.
I mean, yeah, like so my thing too with this is like I'm like make it animated. You have to animate it because like the people have like their skin tones are these colors. So like if you're red, you've got like red eyes, red hair, like a reddish skin tone, gold eyes, gold hair, goldish skin tone, same thing like that. So I'm like, do not make it live action.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like go full body paint. Like make
dude,
it look like
it's going to look like a what's his face did in Guardians 3. Adam Warlock thing, and I'm like,
No, it's like it'll be like those dual mascots from Florida State, right? Like the scarlet and then the gold looking dudes or whatever.
So I'm just like, make it animated. Do something like Love, Death and Robots. Like get one of those guys that does those animations. Make it awesome. Make it amazing. You can make it look realistic. And then but then give it to like HBO and be like, hey, here's all the budget in the world. Make it as gory and as violent and as just do it. Have fun with it. Cause like, I don't want it to be like, if you're going to animate, I don't want it to be like Invincible where it's, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of like that stylized Invincible, like the show. I know you're into it with the new season that just came out.
Well, it's like I still got my qualms about it. It's like, you know, it's like I thought the first half was pretty good. Then you get like a however many month break or whatever. Then you come in with this one. It's like you're hitting it off like nothing's happened or whatever. But I'm like, I don't remember what happened. All the fine details, what happened the previous.
Did they not give you a previously on?
They kind of did. But yeah, I remember the main things with Mark and everything and where he and his dad left off or whatever. Yep. And then. Yeah, you come over here, and then spoilers.
I've read it, so
yeah. Oh, okay, so folks are dying, or whatever. You got duplicate that gets unduplicated. Like
yeah. Has Robot and Monster Girl gone to the other universe yet?
I don't think they've gone to the other. No, they haven't. No, okay. No alternate universe here.
Never mind then. It's not an alternate universe. They go to the little. Guys that age really fast. The ones that attack them in like the first.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's like the one wherever like time, like
yeah,
time even though like, it's all, oh, yeah, only, it's only Jackie... like a week here. Yeah, only like a week has gone by over here, but it's like shoots like they've between incursions or whatever. They like got like whole mechanized stuff or whatever versus the regular army.
Before. Yeah, have they been there yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, never mind.
It's like there is like a multiverse thing or. Something wherever some guy was trying to get like the knowledge of all the multiverses versions of himself
all of his versions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't quite work. And then he's like, it was supposed to be all altruistic or whatever. And he's like, to hell with Invincible. I'm going to kill him or whatever. We haven't seen him since then. So it's like, where's he at?
That was a, that was a bit a weird part. Like, cause like, yeah, like that's the, you know, like it starts off with like a universe where like Mark joins his dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just brutal. Just like kills everybody except Eve.
Yeah, then he does kill her.
He like paralyzes her because he's like, I don't want to kill her.
Yeah.
Because I like her.
Yes.
She pretty.
I like her and all, but yeah, it's like, we got to be brutal because that's just what we do.
So I'll just break her and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's good reasoning. Did you watch Avatar?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you didn't watch Avatar?
There's too many things to watch.
Avatar's only 8 episodes. 8 hour long episodes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like if it's 8 30 minute episodes, okay, I could probably try to find some time.
So yeah, thank you for coming on with me, cuz like it's been a hot minute since we chatted. I think the people that are listening, they're like, I don't care about this. Like, this was just Josh and Oliver. We haven't talked for a while in chat.
Yep. I was like, maybe we can have the topic be like just general stuff in entertainment.
Well, we're gonna call it, you know,
payment stuff, right?
We're gonna call it.
What do you got coming up? What's out coming out pretty soon that you're actually excited about?
Monkey Man.
Monkey Man. Okay. Yeah. That looks pretty good. I saw this.
That's like the last thing.
That's the last thing. No Kong versus Godzilla by the end of the month.
No. Bro.
That trailer looked horrible.
Dude, watching Godzilla Minus One and then seeing a trailer for Godzilla vs. Kong or Godzilla and Kong, whatever, I'm like, no, thank you. I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Like, I love Warner Brothers, but I'm also kind of like, maybe we just keep Godzilla Japanese.
Yeah,
that's fine. Either that or put Matthew Broderick in the movie. Like, I'm okay. I like that one.
Nope.
It was good.
No, it wasn't.
We're going to need more fish.
Nope.
I won't talk about Godzilla, that movie, anymore. If you can name me Matthew Broderick's character. What's his character's name in Godzilla 1999?
It's Nick Titopoulos.
All right, so moving on.
Because I think that's the only thing I've seen Matthew Broderick in besides Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Haven't seen The Producers?
Nope, show haven't.
You have seen The Lion King. He's Simba.
I guess he is Simba.
I
mean, it's like, if, yeah, it's like, yeah.
And then there's JTT.
JTT.
Yeah. You remember Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's Simba. How weird that Jonathan Taylor Thomas aged into Matthew Broderick.
Well, it's like, you never can tell with all that sort of stuff, you know.
It's weird. It's a weird one. Like, there's really nothing that's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, gotta watch it. Like, there's not even like any shows or anything that I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, it's gonna come out, it's gonna be good.
So you got Rings of Power that's supposed to release sometime this year. They didn't say when.
I don't think it's going to. I think they're gonna push it to next year.
Yep. I noticed with whenever I watched that episode of Invincible the other day, whatever, it's now the official with ads now. I'm like, oh no, boom.
Dude, everything's got the ads now. Like, Netflix doesn't have the ads, but you also pay $40 a month.
They're increasing that. I'm over here like,
because like Apple's got the ads too. Hulu's got the ads. So I'm like, everybody's got the ads. Like, Paramount Plus has the ads. Amazon's got the ads. Like,
everybody's becoming the Arby's of ads now. It's like, we have the ads.
The good thing is, like, it's only like at the very beginning and it's only like 20 seconds.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's like with Invincible, they did break it up. It's like about 10 minutes. Like, here's a new one. Whatever.
Really?
I think they did like a couple like that, then it did finish out or whatever. But yeah.
Bro,
like,
that's awful.
Boo. Yeah.
That's tragic. That, ooh, gross. No. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that with the last episode of the Top Gear thing. Grand Tour. Huh. Weird. Weird.
Maybe it's only original stuff that do that.
That's the Grand Tour. It's original. Yeah, that's weird. I don't like that. I'm not a fan. I mean, I can kind of understand.
It's,
like,
it's getting more expensive than what cable was. Time to go back. We gotta switch back.
We gotta go back.
Gotta break, put the cord back in.
I mean, if it's like one thing, and like kind of like how Apple and, you know, like they do, they're like, hey guys, like this is the new thing, like this is a new series, like maybe you want to watch that. And I do like that it gives you the option to like add it to your queue or play next. That's yeah, the yeah. one good thing about Apple that I like, because I'm like, oh well, I'm watching For All Mankind, but after that's done, yeah, I'll watch that, add it to the list, put it on the thing.
How is For All Mankind, by the way?
Good, really, really good. I liked the first couple seasons more, because we were more in like the history, and now we're now everything's so far out there that it's just like, all right, sure, why not? We're yeah. getting to the point now where we're gonna be in like the 2010s, and it's just gonna be just freaking crazy. But yeah, it's really good. Like, it's a good alternate history things, like the Soviets beat us to the moon, what do we do now? And so that space race never ends, because we're still fighting with the Soviets the entire time.
Yeah,
so our technology doesn't just stop. Like, we don't hit that like wall in the like the 70s where it's just kind of like, okay, now everything's for commercial use.
Yeah, we're just maintaining stuff. We're just putting up communication or spy satellites or whatever. Just
exactly.
We're not worrying about we're trying constantly. To go beyond. Yeah,
we're, yeah, just like we're going constantly, constantly, constantly. And I'm like, that's good. I like that. Like, we've got like electric cars in 1990, like that are like mainstream.
Oh,
and you're
shoot.
Like, all
yeah.
right, all right. It's just cool to see.
So that actual future for Blade Runner is closer to being actual reality if that other stuff happened.
We have a base on the moon in like the 80s.
I need to watch that show then. It froze.
Yeah, it froze.
There you are.
We don't say that it froze. Like, if it freezes, you just keep going on like nothing happened. Because now I have to edit that.
Well, so just got say, more editing to do. You got more editing to do then.
I'm yeah. No, yeah, you should definitely watch it. It's really, really good.
Yes, got Ronald D. Moore from Battlestar Galactica. I guess he's the creator of that. And then from Deep Space Nine, the one that you kind of begrudgingly at least acknowledged, because I love it so much.
That's fine. I recognize that Battlestar Galactica. I mean that Deep Space Nine exists.
Yep, yep.
Season of Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, because you like Ezri.
I like Ezri. It's me and Nicole DeBoer. We're the only ones that liked Ezri. Everybody else was like, "Bring Jadzia back."
Yeah, I like Ezri. I like her. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, Discovery. Final season of Discovery.
Yep.
So you're on Star Trek.
Yeah, you're the one that, you know, as I watched all those, I think at least through season 3, right? Did you watch season 4? I can't remember if you did or not.
I watched season 3. I watched through season 3. And then I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It went too far in the future, right?
It went too far in the future. It jumped the literal and proverbial and figurative shark. And I was like, I just don't like Burnham. They just write her not great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and oh, there's a scene in season, in episode 4. I'm not going to say which season, the newest one, where there's literally a part where they say, not where, like when they're talking about where they are, they do a, not where, when.
But who?
And I'm like, I'm glad this show is ending. Like, I was just like, not where, when. And I was like, no, stop. Do not. Like, don't do that. It's not. Strange New Worlds is better. Just keep me with Strange New Worlds. And Lower Decks. Those are the only ones I care about.
Mm-hmm. No Picard.
Picard's done.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
can we get like, I still want my show that I've, do you remember when we talked about like Star Treks that we wanted?
It's been a while.
It's been a couple years. But yeah. Like, remember I told you I wanted like the One Tree Hill OC, but like set in Starfleet Academy?
Yeah. Well, it's like, there's supposed to be a Starfleet Academy show. So you might get your wish. Yeah.
I like le- just make it like One Tree Hill. Like, I want it the most stupid, idiotic thing in the world. So much angst and a garbage. Like, that's what I want. And I think that's what we need.
You could argue that's what that first Abrams movie was.
Yeah, you're right.
A little bit.
I want not another teen movie set in Star Trek.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Do we need to do not another teen movie? We haven't done not another teen movie. I want to do a watch along not another teen movie. That's going to stain. You, yeah. you mean you wouldn't watch not another teen movie with me?
I'll watch Eurotrip with you.
But not another teen movie's better. Eurotrip is good. Yeah. But not another teen movie, way more quotable.
Yeah, that's true. Be the ball and throw yourself. Mr. T.
Oh, man. I just want to watch not another teen movie. I may watch that today. What's today? Is today Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday. It's like, it better be Saturday. I still got all these exams to grade.
Oh my gosh. How is grading going? Not grading. How is professorship being? That's weird.
It's got good days and bad days. Most of the time it's a lot of proposal writing and stuff like that. So I'm busy all the time.
I
like it pretty well whenever things go my way. Whenever they don't, which is a lot of the time.
So you're just working to get tenure.
Yeah.
I just want tenure, and then it's like whatever.
It's never quite like that. There's still grades beyond that, but yeah, you at least get the security.
Yeah, you just need the security.
Yeah,
and then you can start doing, you know, teaching about more making 3D mice hearts, or sorry, mice valves, hearts for mice, valves for mice hearts.
Nah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Nope.
But you did that already.
This is in a previous life.
In a previous life, I've already done that. What do you think about Starship Troopers? Still the greatest movie ever made? I agree.
No.
Oliver, what's your favorite movie of all time?
I don't have one.
Pick one.
Pick one.
Pick one.
Pick one to make you watch. Let's see. Let's do Lawrence of Arabia. There you go.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Then watch it again.
Watch it again. I don't have 7 hours.
It's 4 hours.
I don't have that.
So you can break it up. You can break it up at the intermission.
Oliver, they can't put that in theaters because what if people have to pee?
They got an intermission. So it's like Yeah.
You know what also has an intermission that they played? What? 2001 has an intermission. Mm-hmm. And I was like, This is stupid. But there were actually people that left.
Like, and never I was came like, back.
I wish I should have been one of them. Because like, the back. End of 2001 Space Odyssey is just, what? Like, what is this?
You became Star Child. What's hard to see about that? The next stage of human evolution.
I didn't like it. He became a baby.
Yep. He's the first Q.
Yeah. No.
To a certain extent.
He's not Q. He's what's that kid's name?
Which one?
The kid that was in the TOS.
Trelane?
No, not Trelane.
Charlie X.
Charlie.
Yeah.
He killed that guy. That guy never came back.
No, he's that one kid from Twilight Zone or whatever. It was played by Ron Howard. If you mess with me, you're going to the cornfield.
Little Opie?
Yep.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm hungry. I don't know about you, but I haven't eaten today yet.
You haven't eaten today yet?
No.
Dang, man. Why not?
I've been working. I've been working in the studio, you know, cleaning stuff up. We just, as you can see, we've rearranged everything.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's what I was doing. Oh yeah. So like when it used to be over there against that wall, and you had the whole back split, and now we're in a L.
In a different wall. Yeah. Yep. I noticed that.
Which is good because I'm trying to downsize. So
eventually everything that we see right here is going to be like in a closet or something somewhere.
Probably. No, I'm selling a bunch of stuff. I sold a bunch of Pokemon cards. And I got more to sell. Yeah. Got good money. People love shiny cardboard, bro. People will buy shiny cardboard for hundreds of dollars. And they did.
Why would they do such a thing?
Because they can open up, these are unopened boxes, say, because they could get a good card in there that's worth thousands of dollars, and then they can sell that and buy more Pokemon cards. Mm-hmm. It's just a vicious cycle.
Yep. And then you can open up your own store.
I should open up my own store. Now, there is a store that I have a bunch of like retro stuff that I'm kind of like, man, it would be interesting to see what I could get for it. Like, just take it all down. Like, this place in like outside of Little Rock that I'm like, I could make the day trip down to. It'd be a nice weekend trip down to Little Rock.
Yeah.
See what they got. See what they if they'll buy my stuff from me.
You could.
That'd be interesting. Be interesting.
I'm trying to think what other types of shows are even coming out that are even worth talking about. There's really nothing.
There's the Interview with the Vampire season like 4 or something.
Yeah.
Are there any like movies coming out?
There's House of the Dragon, which I know you're not a fan of. You're just kind of like,
I tried. Oh, I tried watching The Revenant.
You did?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like anything.
I do. I liked Godzilla Minus One.
That's the only
maybe
thing.
The best movie I've seen this year.
Was that this year or was that the tail end of last year? I can't remember.
It was this year. It came out last year for Oscars. It had a very limited run and then it re-released.
Yeah.
So I got to see it this year.
You saw it in black and white, right?
I saw it in color twice. No, I saw it in color once and black and white once. I like the color better.
You did? Okay.
Only because, like, I think the black and white was really good. My only thing is I wish they would have done Godzilla's flame as blue. Like, that could have been, like, the only thing that was color, and I think that would have been really dope.
Yeah, that's the thing with some of these ones, wherever they transfer it out, because I know for, you know, Zack Snyder's Justice League or whatever, if they would have kept the otherworldly weapons or whatever, like the, like, Steppenwolf's, like, axe or whatever, if that was, like, yellow or something still, that would have been pretty cool. Whatever, like, the otherworldly stuff.
Mm-hmm. But it's just weird, like, if you're filming it in black and white, you're gonna get different quality than when you're just like taking it and you're just throwing it through a filter. And I don't know, I liked it more in color because it was almost like it was a little bit richer in color than it was in black and white.
Yeah,
but I mean, I do like the feel of it, because I mean, it is supposed to be, you know, 1945 when the movie starts.
Yeah,
so I get that. I understand why you do it. And like, so to give it that whole, like,
would you have wanted them to do like also like a film grain layer or something?
I would rather have done a film grain layer. Like, if you could have like the color and then like make it look like it came out in the 60s, that would have been dope.
Okay,
I would have loved that.
That would have added another $10 million to the budget.
Probably. It would not.
We got this much. It's like anything left over. It's like we can do the recolor grading and that's it.
Other than that, I mean, like, yeah, there's Fall Guy, which I think will probably be good. Right.
Which one's Fall Guy?
Is that the Ryan Gosling?
Okay, yeah, that's like the stuntman.
Ryan Gosling, the stuntman.
Stuntman, yeah, so that one looks pretty good.
That's a remake, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
I think it is. Hold on. Vamp for me, Oliver.
Let's see. So yeah, there's that one. I saw that there's one that's supposed to be on IMAX and stuff too. So that, that actually is supposed to be.
It's a remake of the TV show with Lee Majors.
Who that?
Really, Lee Majors?
I don't know who these folks are. You're supposed to.
Bro, that we literally just talked about him.
Who's Lee Majors?
The $6 million man, bro.
So I don't know actors from that period. I just know Star Trek actors from that period.
That's fair.
And folks who showed up in Twilight Zone. That's it. Everybody else, you know, okay, I don't know.
Oh, sorry, The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That looks pretty good. And Civil War actually looks pretty good.
It's got Emily Blunt.
Yep. Emily Blunt. She's going to be in it.
And Aaron Taylor Johnson. You know what I'm kind of tired of? We talk about it in our Dune episode. Because when she showed up on screen, I was like, why? Because we also watched two trailers with her in it before the movie started.
Who?
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, what are
the movies? Furiosa, right?
Furiosa, and then there was another one. I don't know what it was.
What else is she in this year? I know for sure Furiosa. That is one I do want to see. But that was one where I'm kind of like, you couldn't just continue on with Charlize Theron?
I don't know why we didn't continue on with Charlize Theron.
Man, I feel like that was a wasted opportunity.
Yeah, it was weird. But yeah, so we saw that and I was like, okay, cool. Furiosa, why not? Mm-hmm. Who's the bad guy in that?
Is it still a Morton Joe again?
That's Chris Hemsworth, right?
Is he evil in that one? I think he's evil.
I think he's a baddie.
I thought he was just Max, but not.
Well, considering his name is Dementis.
Dementis. Dude's totally a good guy, man.
Probably. You never know.
Yeah, man. It's like, yeah.
Man, yeah.
Civil War, I thought, looks pretty good, too.
What's Civil War?
It's like it's like U.S. Civil War or something like that. Oh. You got Jesse Plemons. He's fighting for somebody. Holding a gun to his wife by Kirsten Dunst. Or whatever. I think it's the first movie that I think they start in together. I think
this is a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
So not the. Oh no! Yeah, wait. A Journey Across a Dystopian Future America. That one. That's called Civil War?
I guess.
And who did you say is in it? Jesse Plemons?
Yep, you got Landry or Lance from Friday Night Lights. Yep, he's in it.
I don't see him in it.
Got Kirsten Dunst. And then you got Nick Offerman as like president of the United States or something of only two states or something like that. I don't know what the full
president of the United
two states
areas.
United two states. Yeah. Yeah, it's like in like California and Texas actually have an alliance or something like that. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
How?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know. I was like, what caused that to happen?
that blows my mind.
I know. Yeah, that's one of those things where it's like, hey, it's like that enough right there. That bit of information. I'm like, okay, let's see what you got here, Alex Garland.
Interesting. All right. Okay. I'll peep it. That's April 12th. That's
yeah, it's coming
like
up.
Right after Monkey Man.
Yeah, right after Monkey Man. So yeah, you got action there, and you got this one. It's another one of those A24 movies or whatever.
Oh, okay. Civil War's an A24?
I think it is, yeah.
That makes sense. No wonder I haven't heard of it, and it's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. We're seeing Ghostbusters this week. We're seeing,
right?
Ghostbusters as a team.
As a team?
Yeah, I bought us all tickets so that I could get money. And we're going to go see, we're seeing Ghostbusters as a team.
Okay.
All together, Saturday at 9:35 a.m.
Okay. God, why so early, man?
Because the next showing is at like noon 30. And we're like, that's a bit late.
It's not a bit late. It's like, go to like a 7 o'clock show, man. 7 p.m.
Dude, no. So here's the thing. People have things that they can't do during the evenings, so we have to basically do everything, you know, super either super early or on like random times,
like Tuesday at like 9:15.
Pretty much. Yeah, coming soon to theaters. Here we go. Coming soon to theaters. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
There you go.
Tomorrow, Luca. Interesting. Call Me Bill. Frankenstein vs. Dracula. What the heck? So coming out March 23rd. Frankenstein vs. Dracula. The Seduction of Dracula. The Vengeance of Dracula. The Resurrection of Frankenstein. Crypt of Evil. The Reincarnation of Dracula. Death Walks Behind You.
Death Walks Behind Dracula?
How there are so many I don't understand. Why is this Dracula Meets the Wolfman? Dogman,
not Wolfman. Dogman.
So here's the thing. Dogman and Monkey Man came out on the same day. Then there's Civil War. What else we got? Bro, not another church movie. It's like they knew that.
Oh boy.
What is this? Oh no. Oh wait.
Godzilla versus Kong.
It's got Mickey Rourke and Jamie Foxx and Vivica A. Fox. I'm confused. I don't know. Spy Family.
Yep, Civil War. Let's see. Woody Woodpecker goes to camp. What is that?
What's about Woody Woodpecker going to camp? Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
There we go.
Furiosa, Garfield. Wait, they're remaking The Crow?
Yep, it's got one of those Skarsgård folks in it.
One of the is it the Skarsgård that was it?
I think so.
Oh, it's Bill, yeah.
The good one.
Bad Boys 4. Inside Out 2.
Ultraman Rising.
Shout out to Ultraman. A Quiet Place Day 1.
That one I'll probably check out.
Despicable Me 4.
There's more than one.
Apparently.
Maxine.
Twisters.
Did you ever watch X?
No.
Watch X, man.
I'm good. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Twisters.
Yeah, I said Twisters.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I literally just said Twisters.
No, you didn't. I didn't hear you.
Borderlands, which is going to be terrible.
I don't know. Everybody's getting like their adaptations of all stuff. Sort of kind of all right. Everybody likes One Piece or whatever now. So I think the video games, I think they're not too far behind.
Alien Romulus. Is that the new Alien series? Alien?
Like in I think the... so. Is it a movie or a series? I've heard different things.
This says, I mean, this is coming soon to theaters.
So I guess it's not a TV movie then.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Transformers 1. Saw 11. Joker.
There you go. Joker, the musical.
Joker, another movie that I'm going to watch once and never have to watch ever again.
But you'll still like it, though.
Gladiator 2. Wicked. Moana 2.
Venom the Last Dance.
They're making another one?
Another Venom?
Oh, yeah. The Lord of the Rings, War of the Rohirrim.
That's all the way in December? What for?
And then Untitled Karate Kid movie. Sonic 3. And then Mufasa.
It's Untitled Karate Kid film. Okay, so that's got Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan.
I literally just said that.
I know, but I'm seeing like the actual folks that are in it. So you got Joshua Jackson in it. You got freaking Pacey Witter in it.
Wait, he's in Mighty Ducks. They're combining all the franchises.
Yeah, it's like you're combining it all into the Karate Kid. Okay, and Ming-Na Wen. Okay, all right, I might actually check
what
it out.
What is going on with this movie?
I don't know what it is, but it sounds fascinating. Sonic Hedgehog 3.
Sonic Hedgehog.
I need to see Sonic Hedgehog 2.
Sonic Hedgehog 2 was good. There is also the Knuckles series that's coming in that starring Idris Elba.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing in it, but it's coming out in like April or something. I think it should be a tie-in. So watch Sonic 2, where we meet Tails and Knuckles, and then watch Knuckles, and then you're going to be good for Sonic 3.
Okay, all right.
The Sweet Avenger. Nosferatu, coming on Christmas.
Yep. Is that your... Okay, that's not Anya Taylor-Joy. That's Aaron Taylor-Johnson. There's too many Taylors as middle name.
Wow, look at this cast. Bill Skarsgård, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Willem Dafoe, Nicholas Holt.
Lily Rose Depp.
Lily Rose Deep.
I thought that had Anya Taylor-Joy. What the heck, man?
I hope not. Mufasa has Anya Taylor-Joy. It does not.
No, it doesn't.
Why is Seth Rogen in here?
I think it's supposed to be some sort of like live action.
Why are Timon and Pumbaa? Is it going to be like a Lion King?
One and a half. it's for them, so it's just half. Lion King half. Lion King a quarter.
Sure.
Lion King 1/4, 1/8.
Why not? Just at this point, just whatever. What is War of the Rohirrim?
Some sort of animated thing.
Oh, it's got Miranda Otto. This will be the second thing I've ever seen Miranda Otto in, outside of Lord of Rings. Not a lot. Not a whole lot. What's Gladiator 2? Pedro Pascal? What's going on here? Why are we doing this? Why is this a thing?
Gladiator 2. And then, apparently it's like way, way over budget. Like it's like $300 million, $350 million to make Gladiator 2.
Bro, yeah. Don't.
Just blow it up. It's like, use that as a text write-off.
Follow Lucius, the son of Maximus's love, Lucilla, after Maximus's death. What? That's not the kid's name, was it? The kid from Batman?
Kid from Batman.
Yeah, that's the same kid.
Which kid?
The kid from, No, I get my kids mixed up. Batman was Dark Knight was Joffrey.
Yeah, from Batman Begins, yeah.
Oh, same kid from Unbreakable.
Never seen Unbreakable.
Yeah, so the kid who plays the kid in Gladiator is the same kid that's in Unbreakable as... What's-his-face's son.
Okay. I haven't seen either of those movies.
It's fine. You're not missing a lot. You should watch Gladiator, though. His name is Lucius. Okay, interesting. So it's following the same kid. But they didn't cast the same actor.
Interesting. They normally don't.
But why? The kid's still acting.
Is he?
Apparently.
Is he, though? Like, is he any good?
I don't know if he's any good, but I mean,
they keep doing those Terminator films. They keep having Edward Furlong come in there, but I guess they could do the same thing with the other guy.
Yeah, he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sure.
In Animal Kingdom and Manhunt and the Weird Al Yankovic movie. I'm guessing he reprised his character in Glass.
Maybe. I don't know.
Cool. Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff. He is an actor. Good for him. Anyway.
So we looked through all that and I see...
Like, we looked through all that and there was nothing.
There's like two movies that might be sort of kind of all right.
Like, yeah, maybe. I'm not... There's really nothing that's like jumping out at me and like, oh my gosh, it's going to be the best.
That's like
a lot of stuff that's probably going to get pushed.
Yeah, and you got some wherever, you know, that's probably the best thing for a movie season, right? So you got no expectations for anything, so they can't disappoint you.
Very true. Not a lot of, was there any Marvel movies coming out?
Nothing I really paid that much attention to.
I didn't see any. But I also would have just blown past them. Oh, Deadpool.
Deadpool, Wolverine.
That's a Fox movie.
That's officially Marvel, though.
It's Fox.
Yep. No, it's like they're going to tame it down. It's not going to be no hard R. Like,
no, it is. It is. It's R.
I don't believe it. I'll believe it when I see it.
That's what they said.
Which I'm still going to see it because they suckered me in. Because they'll sucker me in to watch it. But
it's got Ryan Reynolds in it. I'm going to go see it. So, I mean, they had me there. So they knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
She'd probably watch those movies again.
Not Wolverine. Them too. But.
Him too. Was it the Deadpool. Second? Which is the one where he reads it to what's his face? Oh shoot, kid from Wonder Years.
Is that the first one? Or is it? No, it's like it have to be the second one because I don't.
Is it the second one, or is that when they made the PG-13 movie of the first one?
I never saw the PG-13 of the.
And neither did I. Oh. Yeah.
So they made the riff off of Princess Bride or whatever.
Yeah, basically, yes. Except they got the older guy.
They actually got
Fred they Savage got him to be it to do it, and I'm like, that's good. Was it Ben Savage? Is that his name?
Fred Savage.
Ben Savage.
Ben is the one who's trying to like run for governor or something, and he doesn't want to associate with his other actor friend.
What a loser. So they got Fred Savage to be in, and so it's just an adult Fred Savage wearing a Cubs shirt in the bed. Like, they just recreated the entire bedroom and like have him there, and I'm like, that's good stuff. Like, do more of that. That's phenomenal. We should do Neverending Story. I've never seen that movie.
I never seen it either.
I know it. I know there's a Treyu and a horse,
and then the flying whatever the hell the thing that Epp is based off of.
Yeah, this is a giant. It's a Haku from Spirited Away.
Damn, I haven't seen that either.
You ever seen Spirited Away?
Nope. I think the only Ghibli one I think I've seen is Princess Mononoke.
That's the best one.
That's what I've heard. So I don't need to watch anything else.
It's the best one. Spirited Away is also really good. It's a really good one. I would also do From Up on Poppy Hill. That's the one with Anton Yelchin.
Mm-hmm.
His last Ghibli movie.
Pretty close.
One, right? Yeah. So I mean, yeah, it's got Anton in it. So that's a good one. And it's about two kids falling in love, and they may or may not be brother and sister. It's just fun for the whole family.
Isn't it also like right around Olympics time or something in Japan?
Post-World War II. Yeah, it's post-World War II. They're getting ready for like this. Was it 66 Olympics that they did in Japan?
I don't know.
He was 66. 80. Yeah, so yeah, they're getting ready for the Olympics. So they're like, it's one of those like, we need to tear down, like there's an old clubhouse. So like, let's get rid of this old garbage clubhouse, like this old like dormitory school building that all these boys and everything, you know, they have all these weird clubs and stuff. Let's just get rid of that and make a nice new building, because that's what we want to show the world. We want to show the world that, you know, Japan is rebuilding and everything's nice. So we're making everything nice. It's like, yeah, but it's the culture. You can't get rid of the culture. It's a really good Ghibli movie without being a Hayao Miyazaki movie.
So we've talked off mic. You like his son better.
I like Goro. Tales from Earthsea is not a bad film. It's not good, but it's not bad. It's not bad enough to walk out in the middle of the movie.
He's
not ready, smoking a cigarette. What an ass. Like, seriously, what an ass. And he won an Oscar.
Did he?
Yeah, he just won for Boy and the Heron.
Yeah, but that was old man Miyazaki. That's not Goro.
No. Goro's not winning anything. But no, I'm talking about Hayao Miyazaki. Hayao Miyazaki is the asshole.
So maybe it's like him being like that critical is actually like warranted, right? It's like, hey, it's like, you're not if you can make it past me, you'll win an Oscar.
No. He got that because he was like, oh, it's my last movie. Until 5 years from now, when he's like, you know what? I've decided I have one last story to tell. But in Japanese. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. Not a fan. I'm glad all those people left Ghibli to go films to create Studio Chizo.
Yeah.
I'm glad they all left. I am, because then I get cool movies like Belle.
There's that one. Is that Hosoda's main studio? Or?
It's Hosoda. Well, no, Hosoda's is.
This is. It's Chizo, isn't it? You gotta look it up.
Yeah, I gotta look it up. I'll let you look it up. No, yeah, I like Hosoda's stuff. Like, it's really good. Like, Hosoda and Shinkai are like just pressing and just doing such good stuff. And dude, it makes me so mad that Suzume did not win anything. Like, no, Suzume was so much better than.
Let's see.
Chizu is the girl who leapt through time is their like logo.
Yeah, it's his.
Is that Hosoda's?
Yeah.
Well, who am I thinking of? Oh, Pinocchio. Oh. I'm thinking of Pinocchio. People left Ghibli to do Studio Pinocchio.
And then that one was like, was it Mary and the Witch's Flower?
That was Mary and the Witch's Flower.
Okay.
Which I think it's Mary and the Witch's Flower is probably one of the best Ghibli films that's come out in the last 10 years. That's not even a Ghibli film.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not a fan. Not a fan of that. What are we going to do for anime?
What do you got left?
Bro, it's just, it's rough. Like,
you already know. And it's one that's going to get me back in. No. Well, you could do that. Might as well. It's like, you're going to watch it and be like, you know what? Old man Miyazaki was right. It's like, he wasn't ready.
No, what I should do is like we'll record that and I'm gonna walk out halfway through the episode. It'd be like the podcast wasn't ready.
So he wasn't rich.
No, yeah, like what do we got? We can do so, I can
you keep putting it off. But you know I'm a fan of it.
You want me to do Guts or Berserk?
Berserk. Yeah, you could do the trilogy.
You're right, Berserk. Oliver. I'm gonna pull that trigger. We're gonna do Fist of the North Star just for you, my friend.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Well, we wanted to do one where we watched the OVA for Devilman Cry or Devilman with the best English dub that's ever been dubbed.
Yeah, you showed that to me. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
So good.
Oh boy,
it's just silence and they're looking at each other and he's like,
oh, intense.
Ah, Kira, my old friend.
Yeah,
it's just like bum bum, the most dramatic music for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's
like, oh, there you are, my friend. You're like, what in the world?
I don't believe you. Well, so you can always do a comparison of Alita Battle Angel and then the OVA of Alita.
The OVA of Alita Battle Angel. OVA of Alita Battle Angel is way sadder than the anime than the movie of Alita Battle Angel.
It's like we got to that one like ending scene or wherever that guy gets like cut up or whatever, and then it's like I thought it was over the top in the movie, like the live action movie, but then you sent me a link to the OVA. I was like, oh my god, and it's Shinji too. Shinji's the voice actor. It's like, oh my god, it's like that actually is a toned down version in the Robert Rodriguez movie.
What was? Because like the first time I saw that was AMV Hell, mm-hmm. which back in the old, if you're old school, you know AMV Hell. But yeah, I think it was like AMV Hell 3, and they have like a like it's it shows them and they're like holding like they're holding arms, and like right as the, you know, the thing goes through, and then they're holding arms, and then he falls, but it's like the saddest song. I think it's I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. That's what's playing. No, that's a Cowboy Bebop one.
Oh, is it?
It's when what's her face gets shot and she's falling, and like it's the John Woo whole thing, like she's falling and like it's raining and like there are doves flying. Oh dude, it's so good. And then he rushes over to her and she pulls her over, and then she's saying, I just died in your arms tonight. Oh, it was Imogen Heap. It was What You Say, I think.
I don't think I've heard that.
The What You Say, what you only meant, where, when, cause you did. Never mind. We should watch an AMV Hell.
Rings no bells.
We should watch an AMV Hell. That's a good one. Yeah, we need to do something we need to figure it out, because I mean, it's almost May.
Yeah, and you record your episodes like a whole month.
We try, but dude, it's getting harder, dude. I need to find co-hosts. I need like a pure reliable co-hosts that we can actually do stuff with. Because bro, it's hard. All the people I know have kids, and yeah. I'm like, stop.
It's like
we have enough.
So where contraception?
It's like, guys, we have enough people in the world. We just stop. Like, yep. You don't need them. But no, yeah, we can do stuff like that. We need to do something for anime. I would like to do Tales from Earthsea, just because I can be like, hey, and just send it over to Hayao Miyazaki and be like, hey, we did an episode. You guess what we did? We didn't walk out.
She wants even less. It's like you've even back in the early days of this pod, you would have got all like the movies and stuff, right? So you would have got Stushy Cohen out of there. Probably, yeah.
We did Perfect Blue last year.
Yeah, I remember that one. Paprika, maybe.
We have not done Paprika. We could do another Satoshi Kon.
I haven't seen Paprika.
We could do a Paprika. I mean, I've watched Paprika back when it was on Sci-Fi a long time ago. Back when Sci-Fi did anime.
Dang, that's forever ago,
right?
That was their programming.
Well, it was when they would do they called it something special. I think it may have been Anna Mondays. I think that's maybe where we got anime from, was their Anna Monday. Yeah, and so it was like from like 7 to like 9 they just played anime. And it was like anime that you were like, It wasn't like DBZ. It wasn't like popular anime. It was the anime that they could afford. And you were like, all right, sure, why not? Like, Serial Experiments Lane was on there, and you're like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, this is just weird. Bunch of random stuff. Like, I think Robot Carnival played on there. Like, bro, you watch Robot Carnival, there's something wrong with you. Like, yeah, just like a bunch of random stuff. We'll probably do something for Akira Toriyama. This sounds really bad, but I wanted to be like, hey, in memory of Akira Toriyama, we're gonna watch something like from his most popular franchise, and then we put on the live action Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh god. Oh man.
I wanted to do it.
Dude, man, that's even worse than
I've been wanting to do Dragon Ball Evolution for a while, and I'm like, man, it's not good, but it's not bad. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's so like Tales from Mercy. No, Tales from Mercy is way better than Dragon Ball, but it's got James Marsters.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's what killed his career, man.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like,
he was doing stuff like, yeah, he was, you know, it was like Spike, obviously. Then I think he was on Torchwood for a little bit. He was
on Torchwood.
Then he made the
movie, and then he didn't do anything else, and then he went over to Torchwood.
Okay. So because
they were like, we need somebody, and they were like, James Marsters, and they're like, okay.
Man, it's like, it sucks, man, because he has at least, you know, David Boreanaz, at least, you know, he's had steady work. He's had, you know.
On Fox.
Yeah. I mean, it was Booth for like over a decade, right? Then he's on SEAL Team. He's on CBS, right? So
that's, yeah. And now he's on that other thing.
He's still on.
Is it SEAL Team? I thought they did a new series where he's kind of the same.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah.
It's probably maybe thinking of Nathan Fillion, right?
He's in The Rookie.
The Rookie, yeah.
After Castle got, I like how he was like, I worked with the cops in Castle, and now I am a cop.
And now he is one.
It's progression, man.
Yep. He's progressing, right? He's going to be in that new Superman movie, right? So he's one of the heroes. He's a Kyle Gardner or Guy Gardner. Or something.
He's going to be Guy Gardner. Like, yeah, is it a live action?
Yeah.
Good for Nathan Fillion.
Yep.
I'm glad. Guy Gardner is kind of a racist, though. So.
I don't know.
Maybe.
It's like, wait, it's like, it's not the comics, right? He's something else.
It's not the comics. It'll be okay.
Yeah, it's like, it might make him sort of kind of cool. You never know.
Maybe. And then there's Jensen Ackles. What's he doing?
It's like, I thought at one point he was going to be like the new Batman or something in The Brave and the Bold, but like, that was all just like speculation or whatever.
That's something that we all wanted.
Yeah.
He would do good in Brave and the Bold and like.
Yeah.
Hey, so. I'm talking, blah, 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 you know, like that would be fun. Like, except it's, you know, it's Damien.
We know how much you love Damien.
The erasure of Tim Drake is so apparent. In DC now, they're just like, now they just like don't even have him in stuff anymore.
It's like you're the only fans, like they'll only be writing to you, right?
they have him in a Teen Titans, like they have a comic that's a Teen Titans, and it's got Cassie Sandsmark, whatever, Wonder Girl, they all these people like it, and like Superboy, but it's still Dick Grayson, and I'm like, how?
Dude, that guy's 45 years old now.
I don't understand. And like Damien, like they gave like Tim's little like weird hair thing that he did. Yeah. They gave that to Damien, and I'm like, stop, my poor boy. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what you do with him right now.
Well, I mean, it's like they gave it. If they could come up with a cool hero name for him, then that was kind of it, right? It's like
they tried to have him be
Red Robin, but that's, I'm like,
well, no they tried to give him another off. One too. They tried to give him Drake, and I'm like, Drake, guys, that's his last name. Don't give him his last name. That's like saying, hey, everybody, my name's Kane. Like, okay. Like, how's is it spelled K-A-N-E? Like, they're like, no, C-A-I-N. It's like, well, we understand who you are now. It's like, it's dumb. It's so bad. Like, it's sloppy. Like, let me write. Can I please? Who's in charge of DC right now?
Who knows?
Is it
Zaslav himself?
Is it Zazzy? who's the other guy? James Gunn, Zazzy and Gunn, my guys. Please let me pitch you a Tim Drake series. Just let me do it. All it would take nothing at all for you to just let me, like, 30 minutes of your time to an hour. Give me an hour of your time.
Give me a pilot's budget.
No, don't even give me. Just let me pitch it to you. And if you like it, we'll go with it. If you don't like it, perfect. You're not putting any money into it. I'll do it for free. Like, I will fly to wherever you want me to fly to, and I will pitch you this series. And then if you like it, let me do it. Like, actually, let me hire the people to do it. Like, let me hire a good director. Let me do it. I can make this happen. But
you'll somehow manage to convince Denis Villeneuve to direct Drake.
But we're not calling it Drake. Let me do a T, like, not even
it's Tim. Just let Tim. Just call
him Tim. I don't care. Let me do a Tim Drake series, and it'll be good. It'll be fantastic. Just let me do it. Someone who's read the stupid comics, like, not just someone I have no agenda other than make Tim great again.
Like, oh boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna make Tim matter. Get it? Make Tim great again. Get it? Matta.
Tim Drake again.
Well, no, I'm gonna make Tim Matta, MATA. We're gonna make Tim great again.
Oh boy.
Yeah, no. That's all I want. Just let me do that, man. Just like I said, I'll do it for free. If anybody's listening to this that knows Zazzy and the Gun. Zazzy and the Gun actually would be a phenomenal, like, like, buddy cop show from the 1980s. yeah, like, let me do it. I'll pitch it to you. I have all the ideas, and it'll be phenomenal, and you'll love it. And we'll make millions. I mean, you're doing Teen Titans, live-action series.
I saw later on that it was like a live-action movie or whatever. So, okay.
You're doing a live-action movie of Teen Titans.
Yep, and it's going to be Dick Grayson, like it always is.
That one's been Dick Grayson. Because that's got Starfire in it.
Yep.
You can't have a Starfire love entrance and it be him. Because that doesn't make any sense.
You could. It's like, it's all blank slate, right?
You can't have a Starfire. Well, no, I say that. I was about to say you can't do with any Robin, but then I was like, oh no, they did Red Hood and the Outlaws, because that's when they made Starfire a goldfish, and they were like, she just forgets her memories all the time, and she's addicted to sex, and you're like, this is the worst thing that you've done to a character since Tim Drake.
So is that like the adult version of Dory from Finding Nemo?
Basically.
Day.
So, like, she doesn't remember Tim. Mm-hmm. So she's just like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, there was this guy that I hung out with, you know, back when I was younger, but, you know, whatever. And you're like, excuse me? Pardon me? This is what you did in the New 52? This is trash. It was so bad, dude. Don't read Red Hood and the Outlaws. Just don't.
It's like we're beyond the New 52 now.
Beyond the New 52. Yeah.
It's like they keep rebooting everything like every like 2 or 3 years or whatever.
Dude, DC's been rebooting everything like every like 6 months, it seems. It's just so bad.
They apparently did make a third book of the Batman Earth 1. I need to find that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I didn't know it was still going, but I guess I think even that's old now. So that's been like a couple years since they released that. Like, shoot, it's like, yeah, that was about 7 years between books, right?
Dude, all the Earth ones and then like all the different year ones that they're just doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Tim Drake's also the first Robin to have his own comic book titled Robin.
I don't believe you.
Well, he was.
I don't believe you.
He's the Robin that the Robin comics are.
No, there's not. It's like there was, Robin Boy Wonder or whatever. That was Dick Grayson.
That was never, that was Batman and Robin the Boy Wonder. The Batman logo was still attached. Tim Drake is the first one to have his actual, just like Robin. There's no Batman, just Robin. Get the bat out. Yeah, fun times.
I didn't read it, so it didn't exist.
That's fair. I have them all. They're all right there. Every single
issue. They're all right there? Okay.
Yeah, even the tie-in issues. Oh, man, he was so good with Spoiler. And then they just ruined that whole relationship. Which, you could have done stuff like... Never mind. That's a whole Tim Drake tangent. Yeah, yeah. We don't have time for that.
Yep.
Oliver, thank you for coming on and chatting with me today. I appreciate it.
Right, no problem.
If people want to follow you, where can they do that?
You can find me on Twitter at Oh Where Are You, and you can find me with my lone picture on Instagram at is it Oh Where Are You One? I don't even remember.
I think it's Oh Where Are You One.
Yeah, because I guess the other one got stolen or something.
So you're the best thing is like you're the only one. I actually may have created that at one point and just did like really? Did I create? I think I created it and sent it to you and was like, hey, here's the password, and then like you just never did anything with it.
It's like, and plus, like, it's like, it doesn't. I guess I got it on iMessage to like delete after a month, so it's like it's in the ether now.
It
so
is
it's
gone.
Like, it's gone.
You're the only one I know that doesn't have a profile picture that's not a bot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do need to update that. I need to update.
You need to put a profile picture and something on there. Okay. Right. Yeah, follow Oliver. Send him all the Star Trek memes. He loves those.
I do. And then LOTR memes.
Yeah. There's a lot of LOTR memes, bro.
There's a decent amount. There's
a ton.
And one of the interesting things about Dune, it's actually memeable. I'm surprised. It's like the first one really wasn't. But then, yeah, it's like there's a whole lot of Lisan al-Gaib.
Oh, dude. All of the Lisan al-Gaib stuff is the best. It's like Paul Atreyu sneezes. Lisan al-Gaib.
He does like that thumb thing or whatever. It's like whatever, yeah, it looks like thumb.
I saw one where there was a person trying to open like a jelly, and then like yeah. Dude dressed as Paul comes up. He got the earphones like dangling like one in his nose.
Yo, yes.
Walks over, opens it, and the guy's like, "Lisa Nagai." And I'm like, "That's good." It's like stuff like that. I'm like, "Give me more of that. That's some great stuff."
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh L. Kane. You can find the podcast on Instagram at What's Up Fandom, and on Twitter at What's Up Fandom PC for podcasts. All of our episodes available wherever you download podcasts: Spotify, Audible, iTunes. Forgot that big
You're on
one.
Audible now. You're on Audible now.
Dude, we've been on Audible for like a year.
Have you really? Oh,
yeah.
I think you should by this point on podcasts.
You're gone. You're gone. Yeah. We should start doing it at the very beginning of the episodes. That way people find it. Oh, we may start doing it. Oh, I'll experiment. Yeah, so find us there. We're on the Tickety Talks.
Cut this portion out and then put it in the front.
We're on the Tickety Talks. I do Tickety Talks now sometimes, kind of. Well, TikTok's a thing until Congress decides that they don't. It's you know, Chinese or something, and so we have to get rid of it. I hate this place. So for What's Up Fandom, I'm Josh.
I'm Oliver.
Goodbye, everybody.
See ya. Al Ashcraft
there. Yeah, you got a little old Al.
Is he still around?
He's still around, yeah. Ashcraft's still around. They're still doing stuff. Yeah.
Anyway.